she'll be most offended if you don't.
But that's amazing. We never expected anything like this.
Are you sure, Peggy?
Of course I'm sure.
Then I don't know how to begin to thank you.
There's no need, I assure you.
Oh, Rob, look. The cheque's made out to Mr. and Mrs. Titchener.
Of course.
We haven't even thought about a joint bank account yet.
No, that's true. We can soon sort that out, can't we, darling?
And tonight at 7, Jill and Shula will be hatching a plan. In a moment, we've the second part of our drama set in the Shoe Lane Barrister's Chambers at the heart of BBC One's legal drama, Silk. Then at 3 o'clock, Tom Holland will be here.
We've song, slaughter and scandal on Making History today. Hymns at Tyburn, a king feathered with arrows, and the prince who abducted a nun. That's Making History this afternoon at 3 o'clock here on BBC Radio 4.
And now it's time for our drama, Silk. The fault line between the defence and prosecution side of Chambers has grown increasingly volatile in recent times, effectively splitting the clerk's room in two. But as financial pressures mount, the future of Shoe Lane is cast into doubt, and head clerk Billy Lamb must find a way to bring the clerk's room back together again.
The Clerk's Room by Mick Collins. Based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat.
I challenge you, John.
To do what?
Sit here in Temple Gardens.
Yeah.
Say what you want to say.
And?
Don't start talking about history or tradition.
And that's a challenge?
Male clerks can't.
Can't what?
Sit here and not talk about it. Give Billy a glance at some old legal brickwork and he's into some big misty-eyed history lesson before he knows it.
And Jake?
Jake's a no-go area.
You haven't sorted things out?
No, we haven't.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Anyway, what's going on? Shoe Lane's prosecution practice in your hands and you're happy to sit on a bench and watch the world go by.
We can be on opposite sides and still talk, though.
Especially if we get to the point.
Okay, look. Beth, I know Billy promised you things about your career. You know, what would happen to it if you stayed with him and worked on the defence side.
And you also know that it wasn't just Billy and his promises that caused my life to be awkward on that side of the room. So?
If Shoe Lane's got 4 months left before we can't pay the bills, now I'd rather spend that time trying to do something than sitting here moaning, all holding hands while we fail.
Which means, in real terms...
We have to change. Now, I'm not saying prosecution work is easy, but as a Chambers, if we're going to survive, it won't be through doing defence work and striking dodgy deals with dodgy people.
You want to finish what Harriet started?
Look, she's gone, and maybe she wasn't the right fit for this place anyway. But her ideas don't have to leave with her. If the defence side starts dragging us down, maybe we're better on our own.
But there is room for both. Maybe I am fed up with the defence side. But that doesn't mean I want to see it disappear.
No, but for how much longer?
This is the wrong time to start some kind of civil war. You know it.
Not a fully fledged war, then. But it's time for everyone in that clerk's room to start thinking with their heads, not their hearts.
And you're telling me this because...
Because prosecuting is the future. The top end's doing heavy stuff. Miss Lang's at full capacity. It's just me, and I need more hands on deck. Now, you'll be away from all the things that were causing you grief, and you'll get the chance to do the things you don't get to do now. There. I've said it.
Yes. There. I've said it too.
Really? That's fantastic.
That's career progression, and I'm getting none of that at the moment.
So, I just need to let Billy know.
I'll let Billy know.
No, I made the offer.
And I accepted. And I'm making the move, so I'll make the announcement.
If that's how you want to do it.
Things aren't going to change overnight, John. And I can't work in that clerk's room while I'm looking at the ground, trying to avoid Billy's gaze all the time. If I'm gonna do this, I'll tell him. Up front and to his face.
As long as you're sure.
Miss Lang might be small and female, but she doesn't need a big, strong man to deal with confrontations on her behalf. Neither do I.
No credit, love.
Sorry?
Your oyster. No credit. Look, needs top up. Oh, God.
Sorry, thank you. Settle down, I need the ticket office. Sorry.
Can I help?
£20 top up, please.
Problem with your card, I think. Miss Lang, is it? The card's been rejected. Probably need to speak to your bank.
Well, I need to get to court.
Bell's Court?
What? No, City of London, just... Sorry, just don't worry. Right, 6, 20, 40. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I've got plans for you, Bethany. You can go a long way.
You had plans when you promised me more responsibility. You said, I was wasted just answering the phone and sorting out the post, and a year on, my life is still... Hello, Shulane. Pushing envelopes into pigeonholes.
Everyone starts off that way, you know that.
And the people who are still like that 2 years on get bored of it.
Nobody said it happens overnight.
2 years is not overnight. You wouldn't hang around in my position.
My first senior clerk was my dad, Freddie Lamb. Family. Loyalty.
Well, maybe promises to proper family are harder to break.
It's tough at the moment. Legal aid is dying and nobody cares. And if it dies, we do too.
All the more reason to try and get more work into chambers then.
How do you think that's going to happen? Prosecution work is going to flood in and save the day. You, John and Amy Lang are going to reinvent the prosecution wheel between you, are you?
We don't need to reinvent anything, Billy. I think it's easier to rely on the sort of people who send prosecution work than the sort of people you've been striking bargains with to get defence work in.
It's not that simple. It's not just about asking nicely and being rewarded. We're fighting a battle the public couldn't care less about because they think we stop bad people getting their comeuppance.
All the more reason to prosecute too, then. If they hate us getting them off, they won't mind us locking them up.
You're too bright to think it's that straightforward, Bethany. It's time to pull together, not run away.
Running away? I'll be just across the desk, about 4 feet from where I work now. I'm not going anywhere.
You're going to the other side.
I'm moving chairs, Billy. I'm not promising my life to the powers of darkness.
You know what the CPS stands for? Couldn't prosecute Satan.
It's about time they were persuaded to use some better barristers then, isn't it? And about time Miss Lang was put into some better cases.
You're making a mistake.
Not seizing my chance would be the mistake. You know it.
I always knew you'd be good, Bethany. Whatever it is, you've got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just didn't think you'd break my heart in order to prove it, though.
Put your coins and metal items on the tray, please, madam.
Doing it.
Yeah, if you'd just come over here, please, madam.
Oh, sorry, I'm in a hurry. Oh, come on.
Sorry, madam. Same for everyone. Nothing personal.
Sorry, not you. The phone. I'm trying to get through to the CPS.
Oh, right. Sorry. I see. It's funny, isn't it?
Hello? Yes, it's Amy Lang. No, I'm doing the case of Hunt for you at City of London.
Arms out, please, madam.
I'm trying to download them, but there's a problem with your system. What am I supposed to do?
And just turn around for me.
Oh, I can't just ask for an adjournment because your papers aren't ready. It won't happen.
And just open your bag.
That's the point. I haven't got any papers. I don't know anything about this case.
Thank you, madam.
Oh, brilliant. Just brilliant. I'll just make it all up, shall I?
Have a lovely day. Next.
Sir, if I might just take a moment, there seems to be a problem with the CPS computer this morning, sir.
Bad workman, Miss Lang.
Oh, I have the papers in front of me now, sir. The case of Hunt. It is the prosecution's view that...
Do I have a set of papers?
I apologise, sir. As I say, they should be downloadable from a central portal, but it appears not to be cooperating.
It's cooperating with everyone else, Miss Lang.
I do have a hard copy, if you'll just bear with me, sir. There have been some travel issues this morning.
Everyone else arrived in good time.
The pages are indecipherable. I can see that they belong to Mr. Hunt's case, but not what they say. Yet again, sir, I can only apologise.
But how exactly does that help the court, Miss Lang? Your continual expressions of regret got us anywhere, then I might be persuaded by them. But as they don't...
I'm sure if you just gave me 1 minute...
And if I gave everyone just 1 minute and piled the delays onto an already overladen schedule?
Sir, I'm merely asking...
No, Miss Lang, I'm sorry, that's enough. I'll put you back to the end of the morning list, and hopefully you'll be ready to proceed by then. This court does rely on a certain degree of professionalism.
Well, that's what Miss Lang does. Glad she helped you out. Yes. Speak soon. Bye.
Satisfied customer?
Lucy Gordon, CPS. Miss Lang went in, armed only with a pile of underprepared rubbish, and took a kicking on her behalf.
So what do I need to know about Lucy?
Senior Crown Prosecutor, nobody's fool, lots of work, and she likes Miss Lang. Usually because Miss Lang gets her out of trouble.
Because the CPS are disorganised.
Because they've been cut to ribbons, it's not their fault. Whoever's left there is drowning in paperwork.
So Miss Lang spends her days firefighting.
And deflecting blame. No point in moaning, though.
Who's moaning, John?
The whole world, miss. But we all have bad days.
The thing is, I'm having an entire career's worth, one after the other.
Just had Lucy Gordon on the phone, singing your praises.
Professional flat catcher, that's me.
Is it often like that, miss?
Always, Bethany. 50 Shades of Chaos.
It's tough at the moment, miss.
But you have to see it to believe it. No papers, never anyone useful to talk to on the phone. No organisation, no interpreter, no witness, no defendant. I've had all of those this week alone, and I'm tired of it, really tired.
You know what you need, miss? Some rest. Seriously, some proper rest. I don't want to sound like your mum, but you need an early night.
Some chance of that.
Just because I don't nursemaid Miss Lang doesn't mean I don't care how she is.
No, I know you care. But it's important we let her see that we care. She's vulnerable.
She's a barrister, not a victim.
You can be both.
But there's no getting away from it. You know, we need all the work we can get.
I know that, John, and I'm not blaming you. She's being pushed, pushing herself perhaps too hard. 2 cases a day, different courts, all badly prepared, all potential time bombs. She's exhausted.
So, what's the magic answer?
I don't know, but we need to try and help her. Look at Rose.
What about her?
Well, she's in the same boat, charging around, doing little bits of rubbish, getting more and more dispirited and tired, and then Lee Thomas.
In the blink of an eye, she was in a nice, juicy trial.
Going to one court to do one case with one set of papers in front of one judge and jury for a week or more. Must feel like a break in the clouds for her.
So, if we got Miss Lang something similar...
Or if we got her the same thing. Someone has to defend it, and someone...
has to prosecute it. I'll make some calls.
Why not make them in person?
You're right. I will. Hello. John Bright to see Lucy Gordon.
Just a minute, sir. I'll give her a call.
No need. John, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Hi. How are you?
Intrigued.
Coffee?
Marks have changed so much. So what leads you to brave a CPS coffee?
Well, the thing is...
Oh, I love a good the thing is. All that feigned reluctance to get to the point. Maybe clerks haven't changed that much.
I was just going through the motions because I was brought up to be polite.
And charming. What are you after?
Lee Thomas and Amy Lang.
An unlikely pair.
Rose Parker is representing him. And I know, from being in that clerk's room, how difficult he can be to get on with.
So you're suggesting...
Thomas is looking to position himself as the top man on that estate. He wants to make people think he's got a bit of standing, an air of seniority.
Mm.
That's what the assault was all about. You're putting down a marker to someone who tried to challenge him.
And you fit into this theory where, exactly?
Thomas is using the trial to send out a message. He wants to take on some big, senior, experienced prosecution counsel because it makes him feel like a big, senior, experienced villain.
So, instead of that, I should...
Don't give him what he wants. Give him something, someone, he's not good at dealing with.
And that someone...
should be young and female.
You
let them cross-examine him, wind him up a bit, and he'll lose his temper and show the jury what he's really like. and you'll get the result you're after.
You want me to send Amy Lang a GBH?
You want Lee Thomas convicted. You need to get after his weak point, and that's being asked awkward questions by a woman of pretty much his own age. He doesn't deal with it very well, and I know that because I've heard Rose Parker complaining about it.
How many years' court is Amy Lang?
3, but look, I want you to brief the person who's going to win it. And I want you to brief them on that alone, not on how long they've been doing the job, but on how well they're suited to do this particular one.
I'd need to convince a lot of people she was right for this, John.
Because they don't know her, at Crown Court level anyway.
This is the Crown Paranoia Service, John. It doesn't trust what it doesn't know.
Well, I'll do whatever I can to help you. And you...
I've got a project.
A project?
Cannabis cultivation. 8 trials, 8 different defendants, all running a medical defence.
They need it because they're ill?
Some more than others. One of them's got a bit of a cough, as best I can see.
And they're all your cases?
All of them. Sooner or later, half the lofts in London will be full of hydroponics and heat lamps, and everyone will be claiming it's for their bad knee.
So this isn't exactly official policy?
You need to stand out to progress, John. This is going to be me standing out.
But if management here ever find out that you're going out on a limb like this...
If this is what I have to do to join the fast track around here, I will. Nobody will ever hear about it because we'll both benefit from that happening.
That's quite political.
I am quite political. So, here's the deal.
Now, you sound like a clerk.
You are in charge, right?
My barristers do what I tell them. Mm. That's how we work.
I don't want any of these pleading. I know how it works. We do all the preparation, get to the door of the court, and the counsel come to their own cosy arrangement, and it all falls apart in a flurry of pleas to something minor.
I'll tell Miss Lang, and she'll play it whichever way you want her to. She understands how it works.
Hello, Shulane. No, I'm sorry, he's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
All hail the conquering hero.
Hang on, he might have just got back. Bear with me. John, Tony from Dickens Court.
I'll call him back.
Tony, I'm sorry. yeah, of course. Went well then?
Ask me how many trials I just got for Miss Lang.
The hunter-gatherer thing really doesn't suit you, John.
9 trials. 9.
You already went to get Lee Thomas.
And I got him.
So, the others?
They're having a crackdown on people growing cannabis and claiming it's medical. And Miss Lang is going to lead it.
So 8 of these trials are sick people with a couple of cannabis plants.
High-profile trials, Beth.
They won't happen, though, will they? They won't ever reach a jury.
They will.
You know they won't! Some will plead, some collapse, one here, one there.
Lucy Gordon says they'll all go in front of juries because none of them will plead.
They won't plead or we won't accept pleas.
Both.
And does Miss Lang have a say?
Look, she's got instructions and she knows what's good for her.
Sounds like she's having her arm twisted.
Sounds like she's been given a load of work and she should be grateful.
Well, it's me told, isn't it? I'll go and give her the good news and remind her to be suitably thankful. Billy?
Oh, sorry, are you having a moment?
Have you been listening in?
That would constitute lurking, John, and by implication, eavesdropping. I'm very hurt, the suggestion.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry when you pretend to be innocent.
I feel the same when you pretend to be in charge. You see my fags?
Nope. I'm out of here.
Hello?
Hello, miss. How are you?
Still tired and still fed up, Bethany.
Well, we might have a way around that.
Lottery numbers.
Trials.
50 quid a time in front of 3 chippy little Englanders who convict on sight. It'll take more than that.
Crown Court, miss. Jury trial. Trials.
More than one?
9, miss.
9 trials?
8 cultivation and then the Lee Thomas GBH.
Cultivation? Cannabis?
Test cases.
Medical?
Apparently.
So they're never going to happen, are they? Nor should they. Prosecuting sick people. Is this what it's come to?
They're all fights, miss. All the way. The CPS won't back down.
Did John arrange this?
He did. Lucy Gordon cases. Serious stuff.
And John let her dictate terms. He said I'd just, what, go along with it?
He said you needed work, miss. So he went out and he got it.
Do you know what? Why should I argue? It's only the best traditions of the bar and all that nonsense, isn't it? I'm too tired to care. I've got no life, no money, and no energy, and in return I get people telling me exactly what I've got to do in order to keep this fantastic tradition alive, to maintain all this wonderful history. What's the bar ever done for me?
Please leave a message, and if I think you sound interesting, I might pick up.
John, it's Lucy Gordon. It's 20 past
too
6.
Too interesting
I'm
to
just
pick
thinking,
up.
I've got some new papers coming over for Amy Lang. Medical details that I need her to read, so make sure she gets them, would you? I'm taking you at your word that she'll do as she's told, so no deals and no listening to sob stories. Oh. If this works out well for me, it works out well for you too, so don't let her mug it up. Bye, John.
Far, far too interesting.
So, she's okay?
Do you know what she said, essentially?
Tell me.
She's doing what needs to be done.
Good. We need to build on this, Beth. This is big for us, and we need to make the most of what happens next.
What happens next, John, is for you to sort out. You set it in motion, you deal with the consequences. I'm going home.
Oh. Night, Bethany. You don't have to be listening in to see that you two are still at each other's throats.
Look, you do it your way and I'll do it mine, okay?
I know you want to make your mark and I understand that, but this isn't the time to be fighting.
Feeling threatened?
Not by you, John. By events.
Hospital?
Fiscal.
What do you mean?
Our finance company have had a shuffle around. There's someone new managing our account.
So?
I don't suppose they've put someone new in place just to tell us how well we're doing, do you?
You'd better start looking at ways to do things better, then.
I'm telling you, John, this is a time to stand with each other, not against.
It's funny how your suggestion that we all fight together comes when I start to make the prosecution side work, isn't it?
You're making a mistake, John, and this isn't the time.
We'll see, shall we? We'll see. I've got to go. People to see.
Yeah, who?
Rod Jones, Brewer's Court, birthday drinks.
Oh, so you'll still drink with defence sets, just not work with them. Where are you going?
To a casino. Late license. His choice.
What could possibly go right, eh? You taking Bethany?
Why would I?
Oh, you don't want to mix with me, John, then fine. But not mixing with your own team when you need to mend some bridges. Come on, mate, think it through.
John, just explain to me, why exactly are we here?
This is me saying sorry.
Dragging me out with a load of clerks who were so drunk they got kicked out 5 minutes after we arrived.
We would be drunk too if we could get served. Hello?
If you click your fingers again, I'll break them.
Fine. Just want a drink. Hello?
Tell me this, John. If things do go the way you want them to, if Shulane only prosecutes...
Yeah?
What about Billy?
Oh, she's ignoring us. In his position, would you waste time being worried about work?
Billy's first clerking job was working for Freddie, his dad. 60 years of lambs in clerks' rooms. His life's his work and his work's his life.
But nothing's forever, is it? And if things start to go wrong on that side of the room... Oh, come on. At least turn around.
Excuse me.
Yes, madam.
Miss Lang. Bethany.
What are you doing here?
What does it look like, John?
You're working here.
4 nights a week.
But you can't... You can't work in a bar, in a casino.
And why not?
Bar code of conduct, professional standards, all those awkward little disciplinary bodies that get rid of people for doing things 100 times less serious than this.
With tips, I earn more in a 6-hour shift here than in a 6-day week in court. I can't afford common sense, John.
But when do you sleep, miss? When you owe what I owe, Bethany, you never sleep.
You're in court in the morning. Lucy Gordon.
And I will do my job there too.
But you can't be at the bar and work in one.
Oh, well, I know which one pays better.
John, just calm down.
We need to sort this. This is way out of hand.
We need to be calm, John. Don't do anything hasty, because this could get really messy.
Could get messy, but we're trying to promote Shulane's prosecution side on the shoulders of a woman with a double life.
And nobody knows, John, so we can still sort it out.
Well, they will know if she starts making mistakes, won't they? Because suddenly poor little I'm so tired I just need a rest is a lot easier to understand, isn't she?
Morning. Could you put a call out for Defence Counsel in Edmonds?
Will Defence Counsel in Edmonds Defence Counsel in Edmonton.
You found her!
Rose! I didn't realise.
The joys of a divided clerk's room.
I knew there must be something to be said for it.
Look. Stephen Edmonds. This is nonsense, isn't it?
I'm instructed not to take any pleas.
Really?
They'll say their view has been the same all along.
And so has ours. We'll plead to possession. I don't know if they're on a crusade or what, but this is madness.
Why?
Because you know as well as I do that this is wrong.
It's a policy set on high by the CPS, not me.
But you're the one that's going to stand there and put it to a jury. You'll get the headlines.
That is not fair.
I think Mr. Edmonds has got the monopoly on not fair, hasn't he? Oh, can't you just speak to them?
Look, I'm being leaned on. You know the score.
Come to the court cafe just for 5 minutes and I promise I won't labour the point anymore.
But why?
You'll see. 5 minutes?
Not a minute more.
Promise! Just sit behind me and listen.
You want me to eavesdrop?
It's not eavesdropping if you're invited. Oh, just 5 minutes.
This is madness.
The CPS started it. Stephen, morning.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
Terrible. Sorry, it's the stress. Makes it worse.
Where's Julie?
Parking the car. I can't do trains because of the nausea and, well, rush hour, you know.
I can imagine. Look, if I were to talk to the prosecution, what would you want me to tell them?
Well, in a nutshell?
Your own words. What should I say?
Well, I suppose just try to find someone who's actually a human and tell them my story, would you? I'm 40 years old and my wife has to act as my carer. I'm in constant pain. I've got familial Mediterranean fever, which is a degenerative disease and it's never going to get better. I was on a government trial which established that the chemical element of cannabis helped me. But when it ended, so did the pain relief. I had 3 poxy plants, and they want to prosecute me for cultivating. Would they prefer it if Julie went out to buy from dealers? They gave me a remedy, took it away. Now they want to put me on trial for trying to get it back again. It's not right.
No, it's not. Wait here. I know someone who is very much a human being. Let me see what I can do. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
I'm not telling you what to do, Amy, I promise. I'm just putting a face to some facts.
I know.
Are you okay?
Sorry?
I mean, in yourself. You sound shattered.
Oh, I'm fine. Just let me make a call.
Come and find me when you're ready. Judge Walker's a stickler, though. She'll want us in court in 5 minutes.
Will do.
A minute, miss.
Really? What are you doing here? I'm in court in a minute.
Is it Walker?
Yes, yeah.
So tell her you walk slowly. This minute matters.
Right.
Do you know what I hate?
No.
When people don't say what they really mean. When they hint and allude.
Because you'd never do that.
Too much cryptic stuff leads to guesswork. And I hate leaving things to chance. To the flip of a coin or the turn of a card.
You know.
Of course.
John?
No, I'm just all knowing. It's what I do.
I've got no option, have I?
About what exactly?
About leaving Billy. We both know that. I'm a dead woman walking. Bar code of conduct, professional standards. I breached everything.
Rules.
What?
It's all just rules. Codes of conduct. Terms and conditions. Just petty bureaucracy.
You've lost me.
I'm not big on rules, personal or professional.
Why?
On a personal level, they say I should be dead by now, and I'm not having that.
And the professional?
Shoe Lane was built by people who broke rules, not followed them. It was forged by asking questions, not answering. It was not created by sheep. It will not follow along meekly and politely as criminal legal aid crashes into the buffers. Now, we're going to talk this afternoon, all of us.
And until then, Billy, because I've got this to get through first.
You're being pressured to fight it, miss.
Instructed to. Lucy Gordon seems to be on some kind of a mission.
Yeah, you might be right, miss. Should it plead?
Definitely.
2 words then, miss. Farquharson principle.
Sorry?
If something needs deciding and you can't get hold of your solicitor, it's your call and no one else's. That's what Lord Farquharson was saying, in a nutshell. And when it suits, they're words to live by.
But I can speak to my solicitor. That's the problem.
Get your phone out.
Why?
Because in 1 minute, I'm going to call Lucy Gordon and pretend to be someone else.
Oh, Billy.
And the moment she picks up, you're going to call her, get her voicemail, and leave a message saying you can't reach her.
Billy!
What?
That's not how you're supposed to behave at the bar.
Well, good job you're a dead woman walking then. Come on, let's walk together.
I'm not sure.
Well, I am. The moment you leave that message, you turn your phone off, get into court, have a little chat about Lord Farquharson's views on the independence of the bar, and tell His Honour that you'll accept a plea to something minor.
If Lucy finds out, Billy...
I'm dialing, leaving no fingerprints, just doing my bit. Now you do yours, miss.
Hi, this is Lucy Gordon of the Crown Prosecution Service. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Lucy, hi, it's Amy Lang. I really need to talk to you about the Stephen Edmonds case because a few things have arisen. We're being called straight into court, but if you get a chance to call me in the next couple of minutes, I'd be very grateful. Thank you, Lucy.
All rise.
Your Honour, I appear for the prosecution. I have only recently been given conduct of this case, but having spoken with my learned friend, Miss Parker, who represents Mr. Edmonds...
Your Honour.
I anticipate that, should the indictment be put again, Mr. Edmonds will plead to simple possession of cannabis. The prosecution now accepts that, in the circumstances, this meets the justice of the situation.
And you agree, Miss Parker?
We do, Your Honour.
It's a pity such a clearly sensible conclusion couldn't have been arrived at some time ago. Was the offer of a guilty plea to simple possession made while this case was in the lower court?
It was, Your Honour, yes.
But the prosecution refused to accept it until this morning, once a trial had been prepared.
Your Honour, if I might explain...
Please do, Miss Lang.
Your Honour, as I say, I have only recently taken over conduct of this case, a case which has dragged on for far too long while a sick man has been made to suffer unnecessarily.
Well, indeed.
But if the independent bar is to stand for anything, then I feel that, while I have conduct, it is my duty to stand up for the principles so wisely set out by Mr. Justice Farquharson.
Upholding the very best traditions of the bar.
Indeed, Your Honour, if I might interject, this case needed someone to stand up, grab the issue by the horns, so to speak, and make a brave and humane decision. On behalf of Mr. Stevens, we are very grateful to Miss Lang for doing just that.
Absolutely. Miss Lang...
Your Honour?
You will be aware of the maxim that prosecution counsel win no victories and suffer no defeats. You have acted, if I may say, admirably in making a decision which was difficult, but in my view, in the clear interests of justice.
Thank you, Your Honour. I'm obliged.
And I would be glad if my views could be clearly communicated to those instructing you.
What?
It pleaded.
The trial?
Miss Lang took a plea to simple possession. It's like she sat down and worked out the best way to sabotage everything. Oh, what now?
It's a CPS number, John. I wonder who that could be. Let's find out together, shall we?
What? No. Shulane.
You told me my barristers do what I tell them. That's how we work.
And it is, Lucy, but I just ask you to look at the context.
Only context I can see is what another clerk told me, who did seem to have some control over the situation.
Which was?
Never to trust a barrister who does a big case for you, but doesn't mention they'll be working in a bar till 3 a.m. the night before.
We didn't know about that, Lucy, and I can promise you...
You can't promise anything. You tried to keep a secret from me, and now something I worked on for months has gone wrong, and you and your bloody Miss Lang are going to deal with the consequences. Because, you were right, John, I am quite political...
My barristers do what I tell them.
No, I was saying whatever needed to be said, obviously.
No, you were making promises you couldn't keep. And now look where it's got us.
Well, if people just did what they were told, what was best for them, then Lucy Gordon wouldn't be coming round here looking for blood.
She can have mine, if it makes her feel better.
Haven't you done enough damage for one day? You had one set of instructions.
I had conducted the case. I made the decision only after I tried to call Lucy, but she wasn't available.
So you get it adjourned. I'd have thought you could have done with the extra sleep.
Courts don't do adjournments anymore, John.
The only place you can get an adjournment these days is in a clerk's room when you ask a direct question.
You just say, I can't reach my instructing solicitor, Your Honour. It's not hard.
And she says, you've got conduct of the case, you make the decision. And she'd be right, because that is what my job's all about.
I thought your job was about serving drinks and looking for tips. Ugh. That's the job Lucy Gordon found out about 5 minutes after you messed up her biggest string of cases.
She found out?
Of course she did. How long did you think it would stay secret?
So, what happens now? I mean...
I don't know. I don't know how we fix this.
John!
That's it then. It's all over.
Oh, that was brilliant, John. Have a bit of a shout at Miss Lang, why don't you? That'll make everything so much better.
Well, perhaps if you told her things straight, rather than siding with her.
How did I side with her?
You said the plea was sorted.
I said she'd do what needed to be done, and she did.
Oh, brilliant. We're up to our necks in it, and you're playing with words.
Don't turn your temper onto me, all right? Now, someone had better see how Miss Lang is, even if you can't be bothered.
Fantastic.
You can call this a sixth sense, if you like, John, but when two women go charging out of the clerk's room in quick succession, it's rarely a good thing.
I'm having a bad day.
Too right. You upset the two main Dorises in your life, your right-hand woman and your star performer, which is stupid, because there's going to be a lot of hard times ahead, John.
How hard? What exactly is going on?
I'm hearing whispers about the finance company. Remember Al Shooter at Union Chambers?
Yeah.
They had a change of account manager, same firm. 5 months later, they were gone.
Bloody hell. I didn't know.
There's loads about me you don't know, John. I'm like an iceberg, big, scary and cold. And 90% of me lurks unseen.
And how is the big, scary, unseen? How are you feeling?
Well, fighting gives me a sense of purpose, John. Makes me feel like I've got something to get through the day for. So, let's get stuck in, eh?
How?
We need to be democratic. So tomorrow, we all sit down, we all discuss the situation, and then I'll tell everyone what we're going to do. Till the morning, manana, Johnny boy.
I keep thinking of that phrase, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
It's a very stupid phrase, miss. And the only thing you're part of is this set of chambers, and that's how it's staying.
Good morning, Bethany. Ah, and Miss Lang and Miss Parker, a rare treat.
Lily, John, I just want to say that I've spoken to Amy.
Do you mind, miss? This isn't a court. You're not mitigating on her behalf. And in here, senior clerks speak first, OK?
I thought because I caused the problem, then I should
miss, if you just let Billy finish.
Sorry.
Right, to business. As you know, Miss Lang has been moonlighting, so to speak, working in a bar in a casino where she's been doing, what, three?
Four.
Thank you, John. Four shifts a week. She gets no sleep, no rest, and most importantly, she's brought herself to the attention of Lucy Gordon. It is clearly a very serious matter, requiring, regrettably, very serious consequences.
Can you not just warn her?
What is our 11th commandment?
When something needs saying, we stand up and we say it.
You're a proper shoe lane clerk, John. White ribbon or pink. Defending or prosecuting. You get it.
I don't. Sorry.
I'll spell out why I can't warn Miss Lang, shall I? She broke a rule here, a bylaw there, a few conditions, and probably breached her warranty.
But it's about...
No buts. Let me finish. Because I couldn't care less about a few rules. They are not the issue. I care about Shoe Lane and the system we work in being slowly broken apart.
Quite right.
The shame here is not that Miss Lang was working in a bar. The shame is that she had to. That she was paid so badly for doing a job so important that she had no choice. It's shameful and it should make us stop and think. Churchill resigned. James Dean popped his clogs. And Ruth Ellis got hung. And at the chambers, across the road there...
Sorry, now you've lost me. Your dad.
The very same, Bethany. Oh. Freddie Lamb, 1955. New junior clerk. 6 decades we've been around here. First him, then us, now me. And I'm not seeing it all torn apart.
I'm with you. If it's a battle, we're all in it together.
And we need to be. The people who talk about the greatest criminal justice system in the world while thinking it's okay that barristers go to court for £20 a time. Who call those barristers fat cats when they protest.
Oh, that is a disgrace.
It is, Bethany. And we're not having it. And we're not throwing Miss Lang to the wolves. She is to being a fat cat what a park footballer is being to Wayne Rooney. And we're not going to just sit there and take it.
But Lucy Gordon wants me out, Billy, and she doesn't care about what happens to anyone else here. I can't see Shulane suffer because of something that I did.
You just leave Lucy Gordon to me, okay? Because even while the world tries to cut us off at the knees, this clerk's room, united, is going to keep Shulane moving forwards. Whatever that might take.
Taxi!
No need, Lucy.
Billy Lamb? Here to look after your straying late-night lambs?
Yeah, we need to talk.
We don't.
You get in that cab, I'll end your career.
Beg your pardon?
You're not going to do anything that hurts Amy Lang, whether it's taking back trials or making complaints. Is that clear?
Who do you think you are?
On you go, son. Now, you listen to this.
I'm taking you at your word that she'll do as she's told, so no deals and no listening to sob stories. If this works out well for me, it works out well for you too, so don't let them muck it up.
If anyone found out that a senior Crown prosecutor was behaving like that...
Don't you dare!
Of course I dare, in an instant. You know that, and so do I.
That's blackmail.
It's insurance.
You're making a mistake, Billy.
I'm making a point. No deals, Lucy. No sob stories. Now... if you'll excuse me.
Taxi!
I thought you'd still be here.
Hey, you don't declare war, then hop on the 546 back home and worry about it tomorrow, John.
Who exactly have we declared war against?
Everyone that wants it, John. Newspapers, politicians, bankers, there are a lot of them. All queuing up to have a go at the bar, the criminal justice system, legal aid, you name it. We've been there free hit, but no more.
What about Lucy Gordon?
Sorted.
How on earth did you swing that?
The usual, bit of imagination, an answer phone message, and Justice Farquharson. Oh, he was a lovely lad, was Donald.
I thought Miss Lang was a goner.
So did Lucy, but she forgot who she was playing against.
There's no one better, is there, than you?
Most sensible judges would think I was in the top, I don't know, one.
Then I'm standing alongside you, all the way.
I knew you'd come good. I can't blame your ambition, John, just as much as I can't help admiring your loyalty.
I'm no good to you, no use to Shulane if I just take everything at face value.
I understand that, and I'm glad. You need to see the bigger picture too.
That's why you sent us there, isn't it? To the casino, to find Miss Lang.
What makes you think that?
Because it's far too big a coincidence to be, well... a coincidence. Did you persuade Rod Jones to have his party there? Or to make this happen?
Well, I pointed a clerk at a bar, John, and then made two other clerks follow him. It wasn't hard, was it?
Why her? Why Miss Lang?
Well, every rally needs a rallying point. Now we've got one.
Survival.
Mm. And what we're surviving for. If you're going to have a fight, make it about a cause. Otherwise, you're just squabbling.
You engineered the whole thing.
When we win, John, and we will... you'll come out of this fit to lead, battle-hardened. We'll survive, you'll be ready. This will take us where we need to go.
But if I lead, what about you?
One last fight, John, and I won't go out until I've won it. But I will go out on my shield.
In... The Clerk's Room by Mick Collins. Billy is played by Neil Stook. Bethany by Amy Wren. John, John McMillan. Amy, Jessica Henwick. And Rose by Alex Tregear. Lucy is played by Amelia Laudell. Stephen, David Acton. The Judge by Jessica Turner. And other parts by David Hounslow. The Clerk's Room is based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat. The executive producer is Hilary Salmon, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.
And our drama series continues at the same time tomorrow here on Radio 4 as Billy and his clerks go for broke to secure Shoe Lane's future. After the news, Making History discusses Athelwold's rebellion, the cult of St. Edmund, and how Catholic martyrs turned execution into theatre. That's in a couple of minutes.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Wiltshire police say they've received a number of phone calls in response to an appeal for information about allegations of child abuse related to the late former Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath. BBC News understands that Sir Edward is separately among those being investigated by Metropolitan Police officers looking into claims of historical abuse among establishment figures. And Jersey police have also confirmed they are investigating the former Prime Minister. His former neighbour, Frank Lockyer, says he's shocked by the suggestions.
The Edward Heath I know, I'd be very surprised indeed. I was next door to him for 7 years, and there was never any suspicion like that arose, either with adults and poor children. After all, he was closely guarded most of the time, well, all the time, by policemen on the gate and one living in the house, so he had very little opportunity.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, has defended the decision to sell the first tranche of the government's shares in the Royal Bank of Scotland at a loss to taxpayers. 5% of RBS was sold to institutional investors this morning for about £1 billion less than was paid in 2008 when the Labour government bailed out the bank. Adult members of two families are to be electronically tagged because of fears that they might try to take their children to Islamic State-controlled areas of Syria. The president of the family division of the High Court, Sir James Munby, said it was in the interest of the children to be returned to their parents as long as comprehensive protection packages were in place. Dairy farmers in Northern Ireland and Scotland have held protests against what they say is the low price of milk paid by some supermarkets. This follows previous demonstrations, including farmers emptying milk shelves in supermarkets and taking their cows to town centres. Scotland's exam body has admitted that the highest maths exam sat by students in May was too hard. The Scottish Qualifications Authority says it has changed the grading boundaries so that candidates still got the mark they deserved. BBC News.
Our series that encourages guests to think with the heart and feel.